End of one here in the Tiger Den. Warsaw with a 7-point lead at 14-7. Waiting for the first quarter stats to come through. And there they are. Plymouth will put the ball in play, so we'll get to those in just a second. And Warsaw, again, half-court trapping. Walters jumps a pass and throw it right to Carson Gould. Gould acted like he was coming over to help, and he backed right up into the passing lane. Warsaw's got the ball back up by 7 here early in quarter two. Gould bounces down to deep Finlayson in the post. Ball knocked out of his hands and taken away by Plymouth. Then Trey Davis knocked it free. It's rolling around loose. It's still loose, and Berger's foot was no. They're going to say that Van Dyne was out of bounds, and the ball is going to belong to Warsaw. In the first quarter, Plymouth shot 2 out of 9 from the field. Warsaw 5 of 13, including a couple of three-pointers by Martin. Martin himself was 4 out of 6. Out to the top, Finlayson. Finlayson, rocker step, double team, picked up his dribble, whipped it underneath the Berger, who will back up. Had it stripped away by Ellery, but right to Davis. He missed a layup, tipped it up and in himself, though. Trey Davis with a tip in, a second tip in for the Tigers here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. The win the other way. Up the near baseline, ball batted out of bounds by Trey Davis. Jaeger and Bricker back into the game for Warsaw. Davis and Berger out at 7:04 of quarter number two, with Warsaw leading 16-7. And it's out of bounds, and it'll be played in here by Wynn. You get it into Ellery to the right elbow for Van Dyne. Walters wants it in the post on Bricker, but they don't throw in the ball. Now out to Ellery. Fakes the three. Jaeger back in to guard him. Ellery drives in from the left to the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound to Finlayson. Up ahead to Sullivan. Sullivan kicks it out right. Bricker with the head fake. Now a drive in the lane and a whistle and a hand-checking foul is called. Nguyen got a pretty good piece of Bricker there on the drive. So it'll be a non-shooting foul. Out of bounds to Warsaw on the far baseline. Gould to throw it in. Looking. Finlayson cuts the elbow, gets it, shoots it, and hits it. Finlayson with his first two after a career-high 23 at Lakeview against Marion on Tuesday, and Warsaw leads 18-7. Past the baseline, tipped by Finlayson, back to Nguyen. He's in trouble, jumps a pass out to Ellery. Now to the right side for Walters. Walters to a curling wolf, back to Walters' right side. He'll drive the elbow, shoot it on the run, and got it. That thing bounced high in the air off the back of the rim. Found a home in the bottom of the net. 18-9. Warsaw by 9. Almost 2 minutes gone here in quarter two. Finlayson. Martin on the bench getting a break. He scored 11 of Warsaw's 14 in the first quarter. Bricker kicks it out for Gould. Back to Bricker. A turning three-pointer is no good. The rebound's grabbed by Van Dyne for Plymouth. In transition, Walters. Hands it back to Ellery. Ellery hesitates, then shoots a three, missed it. Bricker up high for the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker up the near side of the center circle. One hands across to Finlayson. Finlayson up the baseline, ran out of space, jumps a pass to Jaeger outside the lane, and he threw a cross-court pass to nobody, and it goes out of bounds. That was halfway between Bricker and Sullivan out here on the right wing. Drew comes out of the game, Martin back in at 5:34 of the second. Warsaw leading by 9. Trey Delp, a 5'10 junior, comes into the game for Plymouth. Walters against the 1-3-1 half-court trap. Out to Delp. Delp picks up his dribble, back across to Walters. Back to Delp. He's open and shooting for 3 and hits. Trey Delp with a basket in the first 25 seconds. He's in the game. That's his 12th three-pointer of the year. That's 18-12. Gould off a high screen. Didn't work. Bricker. Spins it down into Jaeger on the block. He'll take it in lefty and put it up and in. Jaeger with his first field goal. He's got 3. 20-12. Tigers by 8. Plymouth hanging in there, though. 5 minutes left to play. First half. Delp on the right side for Bolin. Who's back in the game. To Ellery. Hands off to Delp. Delp against Martin. Trying to get around the corner. Could not. Hands back to Wolf. Wolf to the baseline. At the elbow for Bowling, kicks across. Ellery for 3, rimming no good. Tipped by Finlayson intentionally to Bricker, who grabs it for the Tigers. Long cross-court outlet to Gould. Back to Finlayson on the left side. Jaeger calling for it in the post, but He didn't see that there was a guy in help side behind, and Matt Moore wants timeout. Timeout called by the Tigers. 4:20 left to play here in the opening quarter. We'll take this one with Warsaw leading 20-12, back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the Tiger den, 20-12 Warsaw. 4:20 left to play here in the opening half. This half feels like it's going by very quickly. Finlinson out top to Bricker near the center circle. Now to Gould on the other side of the circle. Dribbles right, finds Bricker off a flare screen. Double team, slipped it inside. Jaeger took it to the hoop, and he's fouled. And that'll be on the way up, and Jaeger's going back to the free throw line. The foul is called against Trey Delp. Again, Jaeger at the free throw line. Delp reached in. I'm pretty sure that Jaeger eats more for lunch than Delp weighs. Just not a very big guy, 5'10", 130 pounds maybe, 140. Delp, or the free throw by Jaeger's good. And that's the problem that Joel Grindel's got, right? He's got one guy that's over 6'3", that's it. Jaeger shoots again. He missed that one. Rebound grab by Plymouth. Jaeger all of a sudden with the yips to the free throw line. Coming into Tuesday's game, he was at 77%. And he has taken a serious hit after going 1 out of 6 then and 2 out of 4 so far tonight. Bowling above the right elbow. Cross to Walters against Bricker. Down to Delp on the left wing. Now to Ellery, guarded by Jaeger. Out to Bowling between the circles. Looking for a curling wolf, finds him underneath the Ellery, blocked by Jaeger. He came out of nowhere. Gould with a 50-foot pass down court, tipped and taken away by Plymouth. In transition, Walters coming back the other way. Ball tipped from behind by Martin and out of bounds. Last touch by Warsaw, it remains Plymouth ball. Again, when you go through that pass, that's fine. Bricker was a step ahead of his guy. But the guy closest to Bricker saw the pass coming. He knew what was on the way. Delp to throw it in. Slips it in for Bowling for a little 8-footer high off the glass. No good. Gould the rebound, and he takes off the other way. 2-on-3. Gould back to Finlinson. A catch and shoot three is good. Finlinson was 5 out of 8 on Tuesday from the arc. He's got his first one here. 5 points. Warsaw 24, Plymouth 12. 3:10 left to play first half. Wolf, double team, threw a bad pass, and Delp is able to save it. No, he's not. Out of bounds. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he did save it. It's a timeout called by Plymouth. Timeout called by the Pilgrims. 3:02 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw leads 24-12, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. During the timeout, it was discovered that Luke Jaeger has blood on his jersey, and there is blood on the floor. Trey Delp, to his credit, was the one who noticed it and pointed out to the officials. So Trevor Pruitt, the trainer on duty tonight for Warsaw, is trying to get the blood out of Jaeger's jersey, spraying some special stuff that they have, while Michael Houck and Leslie Jackson are trying to clean up the floor. Looks like Caden Ellery, we found the source of the blood. It's Ellery. Ellery has sprung a leak in his right hand. So Ellery is standing very patiently back here waiting for Trevor Pruitt to finish up with Jaeger's jersey before he gets his finger cleaned up and wrapped up. So we have a delay, and while we have that delay, tomorrow night the boys will be home against Westville. That is a 6:15 Eastern time start, so we'll go on the air at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Jim Spiker, unless he chickens out between now and then, will be joining me on the broadcast, so that'll be a lot of fun to have him along. And it's senior night, so in between the JV and the varsity game, we'll be introducing the senior player and the senior basketball cheerleaders. Then Tuesday, Fort Wayne Northrop comes to the Tiger Den. That also is a 6:15 game and also is a 6:15 airtime on News Now Warsaw. And then the last two games are on the road. Next Saturday at Hammond to Morton. That's a 1 o'clock Eastern time JV start. And then a week from Tuesday, we go to Tippecanoe Valley. Let me tell you something. There's going to be some hostilities in that game. That is going to be serious. It's going to feel like a sectional because The way the game ended last year, you remember that. Tippecanoe Valley pulled off a big win, got a late shot. Tate Kaiser, who played a year here for the JV, made the big shot that won the game for them. The handshake line did not go well. So we'll see how that works out, and we're ready to resume play. And they get it inbounds to Walters with exactly 3 minutes to go in the first half. Warsaw leading Plymouth 24-12. On the weave, Ellery drives the right side of the lane down to the block against Davis, puts it up, missed it, foul called. Trey Davis with the foul, his first. Ellery back to the free throw line to shoot. Ellery's second trip to the line, he's one out of two. He's got 4 points. Right now, only Kobe Walters, 5 points on a 2 and a 3 or more. Free throw up and good. Ellery averages 11 a game. In the game on Tuesday against Rochester, he had 15 points and 14 rebounds. That's not bad. Ellery shoots for his 6th point, and he's got that. 3 out of 4 at the line for Ellery. And now here comes Plymouth with some full court pressure. Looks like man-to-man pressure, and Carson Gould says, I got this, you guys take off. Maybe a half-court trap coming? Yes, Gould is trapped. Got to Finlinson, left corner to Davis. Up the sideline, Finlinson, back to the center circle for Gould. Gould will drive right and fake the handoff in the corner. Gould will shoot from 12 and hit. You cannot imagine how much of a confidence sea change from number 24 shooting the basketball from when he started the season 1 out of 17. Wolf to Ellery, right side, 3 on the way by Delp. That's no good. Long rebound right where it came from, and Trey Davis takes off, 2 on 3. Trey flips it back to Carson Gould, runs the free throw line underneath the Bricker, underneath 4-2. Bricker with his first 2 points of the game with 2 minutes left to go in the half. And Warsaw leads 28-14 over Plymouth. Delp, right side for Walters. Back out to Delp. He's trapped, gets it to Ellery, leans in, ran over Trey Davis. Blocking foul called against the Tigers. I don't know what Trey Davis is supposed to do there. He stood there, he let the guy run right into him, and Ellery's going to the free throw line for it. Carson Gould goes out to talk with Bryce Kaler about it. And Bryce is not really interested. I don't know him like I know some of the other guys, but I know him well enough to know that he does not want to hear your opinion on his call. Sullivan waiting at the scores table. Ellery at the line to shoot 2. And the first one's up and in. Again, I can confirm now, we've seen more free throws in the JV and varsity games this week combined than we saw in all of January. Which I don't mind, because most of the fouls they called were fouls. Ellery's free throw no good. Trey Davis, the rebound this time for Warsaw. Tigers with the ball and a 13-point lead, 28-15. 95 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Gould off a Sullivan screen. They switch it like they do all their screens. Davis back to left to Martin. Down to the baseline, Carson Gould, 15 feet out. Out to Meidenberger, who's also in. Berger on a hard drive in the lane, pulls up and shoots an 8-footer, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Warsaw, and 2 Tigers go down. Up ahead, Bowling the other way. Slips it inside to Ellery, dribbled off his own foot and taken away by Trey Davis. Up ahead to Gould. Gould, 3-on-3. Gould in the lane, stops, kicks it back to Martin. Martin down the right side of the lane, got shoved, and a whistle and a blocking foul called against the Pilgrims. It's only the 3rd Plymouth foul of the quarter, so it's going to be out of bounds on the baseline. And Carson Gould will throw it in from down there. Warsaw makes a box around the lane area. Nobody guarding Gould on the inbounds. And Gould will throw it into Berger down on the right side. They'll throw back out to Martin, who had an 11-point first quarter and nothing since. Gould, high pick and roll, didn't work. Spins his way to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, slipped it underneath. Martin puts it up and in. Martin did not get completely undercut, but he got spun around pretty good, and he put it in anyway. Warsaw 30-15 leaders over Plymouth. Now a trap on the far side, ball knocked away and a whistle, and they're going to call a kick against the Tigers. It'll be out of bounds. It should be on the side, and it is. Noah Tobias, Jack Rupley sorting out. That's a tough spot. There's no official looking down that line of demarcation, so you kind of have to wing it. And it's out of bounds on the side, and I think they got that right. Delp out near the timeline, trapped, slips it to Walters, skips to the near side to Wolf. Now with 29 seconds, he threw it right through Willie's Ellery's legs. It's taken by Davis. Berger from the left, pulls up on the run, no good. Rebound, Martin back up and in. 15 now for Brant Martin. 32-15 Tigers. 15 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw's got the possession arrow. Delp on the far side of the center circle, 9 seconds. Now 8 to Walters. Walters drives around Davis. Blocked from behind by Trey Davis. And Davis walks it out of bounds. He knows better than to try to save it in. He did not try. Wolf to throw it in with 3.7 left. Wolf, baseline right at the near end. Into the corner, Ellery. 2 seconds. Here's a three by Walters at the buzzer. No good, and that'll do it. Halftime here in the Tiger Den. Warsaw 32, Plymouth 15. First half scoring comes your way after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Warsaw 32, Plymouth 15. The Warsaw varsity and JV cheerleaders joined on the court by some little kids who are doing some cheering. Halftime stats are coming up in just a minute. First half scoring with Warsaw up by 17 in the final conference game of the year. For Plymouth, Kobe Walters at 2-3 for 5. Trey Delp with 3. Caden Ellery's got the rest. He has 7 first half points. For Warsaw, Luke Bricker 2, Drew Sullivan 2, Robbie Finlinson a 3 and a 2 for 5. Luke Yeager's got 4. Karsten Gould's got 2. And the leader's Brant Martin, who averages 14 points a game, but has 15 points here at halftime, including 11 in the first quarter. Warsaw led 14-7 after one, outscored Plymouth in the second, 18-8, to lead 32-15 at halftime. We were tied once. That was at 3, and we had 1 lead change. Plymouth got a 3-pointer early in the game. Warsaw answered with a 3-point play and has not looked back. Warsaw won the JV game with a season-high 67 points, beating Plymouth 67-34. Warsaw is 13-4, 6-1 in the conference. Plymouth 12-7, 1-6 in the conference. Parker Justice, 16 points. That's a season-high for him. Tristan Wilson, 13 points on the first half with 4 rebounds. And Jaron Courtois had 11 points, which is a season-high for him as well. Warsaw leads the varsity game at halftime 32-15 here at the Tiger Den. We'll come back with the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in Warsaw, Tigers 32, Pilgrims 15. First half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Plymouth was 4 of 19 from the field. That's 21%. 3 of 11 for three-point range, so 3 of their 4 field goals were from beyond the arc, and they were 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 13 of 26 from the field. That's an even 50%. 3 of 8 from three-point range, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 19-10. Plymouth with 2 offensive rebounds, and Warsaw with 5. The Tigers with 5 turnovers in the first half. Plymouth had 9. Points off turnovers, Warsaw 12, Plymouth 3. Second chance points, Warsaw 7, Plymouth none. And points off the bench, Warsaw with 7 and Plymouth with none. Individually for the Tigers, Brant Martin with a big first half. He had 15 points, 6 of 8 shooting, 2 of 3 from the arc, 1 of 1 at the free throw line, to go along with 2 rebounds and 1 steal. Also in the first half, you had Robbie Finlinson, made both of his shots, 1 of 2, 1 of 3. He's got 5 points to go along with 2 rebounds. And Trey Davis, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals in the first half. Those are the first half stats. They're brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. It's Tiger Ball to start the third when we come back after these words on News Now Warsaw.